From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A U.S. Army general is now on the ground in Liberia. NPR Scott Horsley reports it's the beginning of a large-scale military mobilization aimed at combating the Ebola epidemic in West Africa.
President Obama's ordering thousands of troops to Liberia to help shore up a health care system that's been overwhelmed by the deadly Ebola outbreak. The military will help to build treatment centers, train medical workers, and use its transportation know-how to speed badly needed people and supplies into West Africa. Experts say there's a narrow window to contain the fast-growing epidemic, which Obama says has already killed more than 2,400 people.
And if the outbreak is not stopped now, we could be looking at hundreds of thousands of people infected, with profound political and economic and security implications for all of us.
The president adds that U.S. scientists are also hard at work on drugs to treat Ebola and a vaccine to prevent it. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Conflicting reports today about what was behind the crash of a Syrian military plane. According to the British-based Observatory for Human Rights, the plane was hit by anti-aircraft fire. However, there are other reports the aircraft possibly experienced some kind of mechanical or technical problem. Activists in the region say the crash claimed the lives of 8 people. Meanwhile, thousands of residents of the city have fled to nearby villages as they await expected U.S. airstrikes against members of the militant group known as the Islamic State. President Obama is insisting that no American ground troops will be involved in the fight against the Islamic State. But as NPR's Juana Summers reports, a top military leader says he can't completely rule out the possibility.
General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told lawmakers on Tuesday that under certain circumstances, he could recommend deploying U.S. combat forces against ISIS. Dempsey told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee that the goal for U.S. advisors is to help Iraqi forces coordinate military efforts by coalition partners to take out ISIS militants.
If we reach the point where I believe our advisors should accompany Iraq troops on attacks against specific ISIL targets, I'll recommend that.
The Obama administration has asked Congress for the authority to train and equip forces to combat the militants. That legislation is likely to come up in the House for a vote on Wednesday. Juana Summers, NPR News, the Capitol.
Another day of high heat for Southern California, where the National Weather Service is again saying an excessive heat warning remains in effect for Los Angeles County until 7 p.m. local time. Temperature in downtown Los Angeles was at 99 degrees by 11 a.m. today. Tomorrow, while a bit cooler, is still likely to see highs in the 90s. Current record high for downtown Los Angeles was 103 degrees, set back in 1909. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 100 points to close at 17,131. The Nasdaq gained 33 points to 4,552. The S&P 500 was up 14 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Justice Department officials now say a federal grand jury in Rochester, New York, has returned a 7-count indictment charging a man with 3 counts of attempting to provide material support and resources to the militant group, the Islamic State. The indictment alleging that 30-year-old Mufid El-Elfki is also charged with 1 count of attempted murder against former members of the military and possessing weapons, including firearms and silencers. Government contends that Elfki attempted to assist 3 people traveling to Syria to fight on behalf of the group, 2 of whom turned out to be FBI agents. San Diego's minimum wage increase will now likely be put on hold. Claire Tregesser with member station KPBS in San Diego says a coalition of businesses opposed to the increase are challenging the issue at the voting booth.
The business group backed by the local Chamber of Commerce says they turned in more than enough signatures to force a public vote on the minimum wage increase. San Diego's wages were scheduled to rise incrementally to $11.50 an hour in 2017. If the business group has enough signatures, the city council can take back the wage hike or put it on a future ballot, likely in June 2016. Jerry Sanders, the chamber's CEO, says if the increase goes to a vote, they'll be ready to fight.
We're prepared to wage an aggressive education effort so that voters understand what this means to our economy and the loss of jobs.
The city clerk has 30 days to validate the signatures. For NPR News, I'm Claire Tregesser in San Diego.
Remember those statements you used to get from the Social Security Administration just before your birthday telling you what to expect in retirement? Well, it appears after a brief hiatus, they're coming back. 2 years ago, the administration stopped mailing the statements to save money, but now plans to resume the mailings. Under the plan, workers under 60 will get a statement every 5 years. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.